track 13. And now we come to a roundup of the sport. And in all fairness, there's not an awful lot of it today. And we'll start with football. Cup final heartbreak for Kingstainton. SDFL Herald Cup final, Kingstainton Athletic 0, Walden Athletic 2. It was a tale of twos at the rec, with Walden Athletic scoring twice, as well as having two players sent off en route to Herald Cup glory. Both Walden and Kingstainton Athletic advanced through their semi-finals via penalty shootouts, overcoming East Ellington United and Bobby Tracy respectively, and there was plenty of action from the spot once again. A bumper crowd in excess of 500 people bunched around the pitch in Newton Abbott on the evening of Friday, May the 2nd, creating an electric atmosphere, which was reflected in the game. The early stages were frenetic, with both sides displaying plenty of attacking intent. Ellis Ratu in the Kingstainton goal made a great stop to deny Jacob Knapman, only for the Walden forward to follow up, hammering home the opener after 15 minutes. It was to be expected the Kingstainton pressure continued to pile on, but to no avail, with an effort from 70 yards causing their keeper a quick panic at the other end, only for it to bounce over the bar. There were a couple more chances for Kingstainton, but it just wasn't to be their day, and the nine men of Walden had the unity needed to hang on in there. A pitch invasion followed the final whistle, and Walden Athletic were the worthy victors of the 100th Herald Cup. And the Premier Division relegation scrap continues. And Friday night's Herald Cup final was the flagship fixture of the weekend, with Walden Athletic beating Kingstainton, which we've just reported on. Saturday's fixtures were all about the relegation places. While Elburton Villa seconds have already claimed one spot in Division 1 next season, the other spot has for some time been between Chudley Athletic and Bee Sands Rovers, but an upturn in form for both teams has made that interesting. Cricket and Ipplepen defeat nearest neighbours. Ipplepen skipper Mike Besant could not have been happier after his side defeated nearest neighbours Abbots Kurzweil by 77 runs. Jono Colgate top scored with 67 for Pens in their 45-over total of 249 for 8. Then left-arm spinner Joe Parker consigned Abbots to 172 all out with a 4-wicket haul. For Besant, it does not get much better than this on a cricket ground. And opening day defeats for Bovey first and second 11s. Bobby Tracy CC skipper Seb Inslee was disappointed but not disheartened by a 5-wicket reversal in the A division curtain raiser to Hatherley. Ainslie top scored for Bobby with 97 in a typically rumbustious manner in their 50-over total of 287 all out. Jake Pascoe, 47, and Slade Van Staden, 78, got Bobby up to 122 for 2 before Hatherley got the break on through Shrey Gosh, 233, and Jasper Presswell, 258. Ainslie went in at 151 for 5, which deteriorated to 172 in a hurry as Charlie Presswell, 344, struck twice in a rush. And now we'll have a quick look at running. Fit to Run's Lucy Shines in London Marathon. The London Marathon organisers have been celebrating as the 45th edition beat New York's record of 55,645 for the highest number of finishers. Among them, and celebrating her birthday, was Lucy Woolley from Fit to Run. As well as all the training, she has raised well over £1,000 for Diabetes UK. Lucy has completed 11 marathons in her running career, with two of them at London, and she completed the 26.2 miles in a time of 4 hours, 48 minutes and 16 seconds. Lucy described the support and atmosphere provided by record crowds as being absolutely amazing, and the organisers did a great job providing plenty of hydration. She has already entered the ballot for 2026. And Teambridge Trotters Marathon success. The Teambridge Trotters have been taking part in major events across the pond and here in the UK. Rachel and Matt Steele made it to the USA for the highly regarded Boston Marathon, a fantastic experience from start to finish. The Easter Bunny Flat and Fast 10K at Yeovil was well-run, decent quick course by Yeovil Town Council Running Club with helpful conditions, making it good for a personal best, and trotters filled their boots with prizeware. And that concludes sport for this week.